make some money.
Stop!
$5,000 and a spin. Here it comes. Who's the champ going to be?
All right. Stop.
Stop and get money. $4,000 and a spin.
Players are after high stakes, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives from Television City in Hollywood. It's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter DeMarcus.
Thank you, Rod, and hello, everyone. Welcome to Press Your Luck, television's most competitive game. And now, without any further ado, let's get to playing. We need the players to do that, so let's meet the three who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with Joyce Costanza. Hiya, Joyce.
Where are you from, Joyce?
San Diego.
San Diego. I understand you produced your own film?
Well, I'm in the middle. We're trying to finish our edit on it, like, right now, so I need money
to finish the edit. Yeah. Well, that's a good cause. Hopefully, you'll do well today.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Yes.
And let's meet our second player, Carl Rumberg. How are you, Carl?
I'm fine, Peter.
Got a little fan club out there, Carl. Where are you from, Carl?
I'm from right here in Glendale, California.
Glendale?
Right close to here.
And I understand you scuba dive.
Yeah, I love to scuba dive. It's very relaxing. It, you know, lets me get away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life.
Aha, I bet it does. Way down under, huh?
Yeah, all it's really nice. You get a feel of nature.
Well, here you get a feel of money.
Yeah.
You like that feel?
I like that feel.
All right, let's see how you do, okay? And let's meet our third player, Shelley Barranca. I was close, Shelley. And you're a nurse, Shelley, is that right?
Yes, sir, I am.
And I understand that your husband just had some, it's good luck, but it wasn't as a result of luck, it was as a result of talent. What did he just sign?
My husband just signed a contract with the California Angels organization.
All right. Congratulations to you and your husband. Hopefully we'll see him playing ball real soon, and let's see how you can do it making some money.
Great. Okay? I'm going to try.
All right. Players, I've got four questions. Your correct answers will earn you spins at the Big Pressure Luck game board. A correct buzz-in answer gives you three spins. A correct multiple choice gives you one spin. The more spins you have, obviously the more money you can win, because our board has mega bucks and mega prizes, and every time you stop the board like this, stop. You'll make money as I did, $1,400. That brings my total up to a lot of money. On occasion, you can hit a whammy. Avoid the whammy. It's a curse. The curse takes away your money, and that is something you want to avoid. I have some questions. Hopefully, questions become answers. Answers become spins. Are you ready for your first one?
Ready.
According to a new survey by Ladies Home Journal, what fraction of women call themselves... Joyce?
One half.
All right. What fraction of women call themselves feminists is the answer... One half, as Joyce said, one quarter, or three-fourths? Carl?
I would say one half.
One half, all right. Shelley, what do you think?
I'll say one quarter.
One quarter. Well, one half of the women call themselves feminists. Joyce got lucky. All right, you got three spins, Joyce. Carl gets a spin, and Shelley, here's the second question. The bald eagle is our national bird, but what bird did Ben Franklin propose instead? Carl?
The turkey.
All right. Is the correct answer the turkey, the condor, or the hawk? Joyce?
The hawk.
The hawk, says Joyce. Let's go to Shelley.
I'll say the hawk.
The hawk. Well, I got news for you. Ben Franklin wanted the national bird to be the turkey. And Carl is right. Well done. Four he goes to. Shelley, not yet. Third question. What we would have been doing then, eating, if turkey had been the national bird, we would have been eating the bald eagle, carving up the eagle for Thanksgiving. Ooh, I can understand why. Okay, in what movie did Peter Finch utter the immortal words, I'm... Joyce?
Network.
All right. I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Is the correct answer Network, The Godfather, or Patton, Carl?
I would say The Godfather.
Godfather says, Carl, let's go to Shelley.
I'll say the Godfather.
Godfather. Well, Peter Finch said those words in Network. Oh, Joyce did it again. Goes to six. Carl's four, and Shelley, not yet. Shelley, if you're going to make your move, this is the time. Fourth question. What famous New York street is nicknamed the Great White Way? Joyce?
Broadway.
All right, is the correct answer Broadway, Fifth Avenue, or Wall Street? Carl?
I would say Broadway.
Carl says it's Broadway. Shelley?
I'll say Broadway.
Broadway. Well, the Great White Way is another name for Broadway. Joyce goes to nine. Carl to five, and Shelley gets a spin. And you'll all have a chance to convert those spins into big pressure luck dollars when we come back. So don't go away. Players, it's spin time. $13,000 on that board up there, as well as some prizes and a few whammies, just to keep you honest. Remember, the player who ends this round with the most money gets to play last in the final round. That's the best place to be. That's the advantageous position. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins if you were afraid of the whammy anytime during your turn, and four whammies put you out of the game. And we're going to go to the player with the fewest spins to play first. That is Shelley with one big, mighty spin. Shelley, here we go.
Okay, I need some big money.
Stop at $400. Well done, Shelley. $400 first place for now. Let's see if it holds up. Let's go to Carl with five spins and $0. Here you go, Carl.
Okay. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a home gym for you, Carl. Valued at $499. First place by $99. Here we go. Four spins left.
Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $400. $899. Three spins. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going.
Here he goes. Stop at Bumper Pool, a table valued at $695. You're up to $1,594. First place by $1,194 over Shelley. Two spins left. Press your luck or pass.
I'll pass.
Pass. They go to Shelley. She's the player with the next highest amount of money. Two spins for you, Shelley. Let's see if you can add to your total. One at a time. Here they come.
We need some big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $600. You now have $1,000. Thanks to Carl. Let's see what you can do with that last spin, Shelley.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. Stop.
Stop at $300 and a spin, $1,300. And you have one spin that you can either take or pass to.
I'm going to go for it.
You're
going
to go for it. $1,300. Shelly's looking
here
for first
go.
Place.
Big bucks. Stop.
Stop.
No.
At
home.
Went for it. Came up short. $0. No spins. One whammy. All right. Now we go to Joyce. $0. Nine spins. Are you ready, Joyce?
Come on, Joyce.
Stop at $500, yeah. Second place. Eight spins left. Press your luck or pass.
I'm gonna go. Stop.
Stop at $250. Okay. You now have $750 and seven spins. Gonna keep going.
Stop
at $550.
Okay,
that brings you up to $1,300, $294 less than Carl. Six spins, Joyce.
I'm gonna go. Big bucks, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at $450, yeah. $1,750. First place for you, Joyce. What are you going to do with five spins?
I got to go. That's it. Let's do it. Stop.
Stop at a
whammy. One by two, two by threes. The whammies are coming to steal your stash.
Stole your stash, Joyce. $0, four spins, one whammy. You can make some more money.
Oh,
what's your pleasure?
Sure. We're going to do
here
it.
Here we go.
Let's go. Big bucks. Whammy's out of the way. Stop.
Stop at another whammy. Joyce, now you have to deal with some strategy decisions. You have two whammies, $0, three spins. You don't... Well, she has to have that second whammy up there somehow. It's up there. Here it comes. Whoop, up and down. In any event, you have two of them, and you don't want to go into round three with three whammies. You want to be very careful. What's your decision?
I'm going to pass.
All right, they get passed to Carl. For yours, Carl, three to you. Here we go. How many does she get? Three or two? Three. You have three, Carl. Here we go.
Big bucks.
Stop at Monterey, California. Chip is valued at $646. We're up to $2,240. Two more spins, one at a time. Here they come. Carl, you got first place. Let's see if you can hold on to it. A diamond ring. Or as known as a ring diamond. $550. You're up to $2,790. One more to go, Carl, and you'll hold on to first place.
Stop
at $750. You now have $3,540. That is first place. You've got the advantage. Joyce and Shelley, $0. All right. You all have a chance to convert those spins into dollars. We'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, and surprises right after this. Four more questions?
Yes.
All right, hopefully they'll produce four more answers, which turn into spins. Spins become dollars, and this round of spin can be worth as much as $5,000, okay? Remember, the player who ends this round on top gets to bring it, gets to take it home, and then come back again without the money. You have the money, you can keep it at home, and you come back with your body. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
I knew I'd get that out. Okay, here goes the first question. What water setting should you rinse your permanent press clothes in to reduce... Joyce.
Cold.
To reduce wrinkles. Is the answer cold water, warm water, or hot water? Carl?
I would say cold.
Carl says it's cold. Shelley?
I'll say cold.
Cold. Well, you should rinse your permanent press duds in cold Wawa. Joyce kicks up three. Carl gets a spin. Shelley gets a spin. Here we go with question two. The average Japanese citizen saves approximately 20% of his income. What percent of our income does the average American save, Joyce?
30.
30%, all right. Is the correct answer 30%, 5%, or 7%? Carl?
I'd say 7%.
7, says Carl. Shelley?
I'll say 5%.
5%. Well, we Americans save 5% of our income. That means Shelley picks up a spin. Everyone else stays where they are. Let's go to the third question. What well-known newscaster is now hitting the record stores autographing his new album? Shelley?
Tom Brokaw.
Okay, is the correct answer Tom Brokaw, Walter Cronkite, or Hugh Downs? Joyce?
Walter Cronkite.
All right, Joyce says Walter. What do you think, Carl?
I think Walter also.
Walter Cronkite. That well-known newscaster is Walter Cronkite. Correct. Joyce goes to four, Carl at two, and Shelley stays at two. Fourth question, gang. Smithfield, Westphalian, and prosciutto are all types of what tasty, Joyce?
Cheeses.
Tasty treat. Joyce says cheeses. Is the correct answer cheeses, ham, or duck? Carl?
I'd say cheeses.
Cheeses, says Carl. What do you think?
I'll agree, cheeses.
Cheeses. Well, boys and girls, Smithfield, Westphalian, and prosciutto are all types of ham. Oh. Not the cheese, ham, boys and girls. That means Joyce stays at four, Carl at two, and Shelley at two. All right, all our players will be taking those spins to the big board to decide who the winner is going to be and press your luck. So come on back and press yours. As I know you know, this is the time where you can win a bundle on Press Your Luck. And you know what that bundle represents today? You don't, do you? I'm going to tell you. It represents $50,000 in cold cash, all right? It's just up there waiting for you to get your hands on it. Sounds like some people in the audience would like to get their hands on it as well. There's even a prize up there worth more than $5,000. So there's a lot of bucks up there. And also, unfortunately, some whammies, just to kind of keep you honest. So beware of those. As you know, they will take away your money. You don't want that to happen. Let's take a look at your dollars. We have Joyce with $0. We have Shelley with $0. And we have Carl with a whopping $3,540, Carl. You ended up with the highest total in round one, so that means that you get to play last, and this is the final round. And as you know, that is the advantageous position, because we're going to go to Joyce and Shelley before we even get to you. So you have the advantage, okay? Watch the parade. We're going to go to the player with the least amount of money. It's a tie between Joyce and Shelley, which means we go to Joyce. She's the player to my left. You go first, Joyce, with four spins, two whammies, okay. $0. Joyce, make some money.
Stop,
go back two spaces to $5,000 and a spin. $5,000, you still have your four spins. All right, Joyce, first place by $1,500. What's your choice? Gonna go.
$5,000. Oh, let's do it again. Stop.
Stop. You had it and lost it. $0. You do have three spins, but I have to remind you, you have three whammies. One more whammy, and you're out of the game. Okay? Zero, $0, though.
There
we go. All right, Joyce is going for it.
Stop!
Here we go with $700. Second place for you, Joyce. Two spins left. Still three whammies. What's your pleasure? Here we go.
Stop!
Stop. Oh. Whammy, Joyce. To anyways. Joyce, sorry, you're out of the game. We're now going to go to Shelley with $0, two spins. Shelley, it's up to you to catch up to Carl. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Stop at $600. Second place, one spin left, Shelley. What's your pleasure? Press your luck or pass?
I'm going to go for it.
Going to go for it. Shelley's going.
Come on, big butt, big butt.
Stop at $2,000. You are at $2,600, Shelley. Now we go to Carl with $3,540. You have two spins left, Carl. And what you have to do is avoid that whammy. Are you ready, Carl? Here we go with $3,540. You can also pass them to Shelley if you so choose.
Okay. I'm going to go.
Going to go, all right.
Big bucks, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a whammy. Carl, the complexion of the game has changed. You are at $0. You have one whammy. Most importantly, you have one spin left. In order to win the game, you're going to have, if you use that spin, it's going to have to be more than $2,600 worth in order to beat Shelley. If not, Shelley's a champion. You can pass to Shelley. If Shelley whammies, both you and Shelley will come back next time. It is your decision. What do you want to do? Press your luck or pass. Who will be the champ? Stop at $2,000, and it's not enough. And Shelley, you are the champion today with $2,600. Congratulations, Shelley. That's a tough game. Wow. We'll be right back, Shelley, to find out exactly what you won right after this word. With today's big press your luck winner, Shelley, with 2,600 smackaroos. Shelley, congratulations, all in cash. $2,600. You were ready to go out and start your car and leave. You didn't think you had a chance.
I was.
Huh?
I left the dog in the car.
You better get out there. $2,600. Congratulations. Well
right,
done, Joyce. The whammy loves you. Absolutely loves you, Joyce. Sorry. Carl, you played valiantly. It got down to the end. It was with one spin away, and, you know, Shelley won the game. But you will not, neither of you will be leaving empty-handed. Yeah. We've got some nice prizes for you, and I thank you for being on Press
thank
Your
you.
Luck.
Thank you.
All right, Shelley, we'll see you next time. All right? Until then, this is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. Baker's Secret Non-Stick Bakeware by Echo. The secret is not muffins, breads, cakes won't stick in Baker's Secret fans. It's America's number one bakeware. Plus, no-nonsense pantyhose with a knit-to-fit design. You'll look and feel terrific in any style. When fashion sense makes good sense, that's no-nonsense. And take a little work out of kitchen chores. The Oster Can Opener Citrus Juicer has power pierce and magnetic lid lifter. The cutting blade can be removed for easy cleaning, and the juicer makes pulp-free juice. Also, Pearl Drops Tooth Polish with a special stain removal formula invented by a dentist to help keep teeth their whitest. And heat up to 12 ounces of water in 90 seconds with this hot shot beverage maker. Stainless steel tank for long life, signal light, and dispenser level included. Plus, control. Discover the secret of losing weight with control. Control capsules give your willpower the help it needs so you eat less and lose weight. Use as directed.